This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Linda C. Paloma. Date of birth is December the 16th, 1971. Case ID number is 582-5331. Date of exam, June the 6th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from Marco Gutierrez, MD, dated 1/14/22. And from Dr. Ramos, dated 3/24/21. Identifying information, this is a 51-year-old married female with 5 grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fibromyalgia and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in January 2023, where she worked at Dairy Queen part-time for 3 years. She also worked with HEB for 10 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Recently, she has been a provider for 4 years, and she is not receiving disability benefits. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is not working as well. Allegation number one, fibromyalgia. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. History of allegations, number one, fibromyalgia. The claimant states that in 2017, she started to have aches and pains all over her body, and x-rays were performed, which diagnosed also osteoarthritis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She also has certain point areas on her body where she feels the tenderness the most. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 4 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or use a broom at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Marcus Gutierrez. She is presently taking no medications for pain, secondary to being told that she was in renal, that she had kidney injury. The claimant does no physical activity, and she does have a home provider who comes to help her out. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent. She states that she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. However, she has been told that she has chronic kidney disease, stage 2 with proteinuria, and diabetic neuropathy, where she feels ant bites on her hands and feet. She does not check her blood glucose, and she is not taking her medication at this time, secondary to lack of funds. She was placed on oral medication of metformin 500 milligrams POQD, but is no longer taking this medication. She was also given Trulicity, but states that her insurance company will not cover it, and she is no longer taking Trulicity as well. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 12.1, which is very high. She appears to be very poorly controlled, and the aches and pains that she has may well be coming from uncontrolled diabetes. Family history. Her mother is 74 and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Her father is 75 with diabetes mellitus. She does have a positive family history of hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and her grandfather has Huntington's chorea. Medications. The claimant was on buspirone 5 milligrams QD, propranolol HCL 20 milligrams BID, pravastatin sodium 10 milligrams QD, metformin 500 milligrams QD, glyburide 5 milligrams QD, cetirizine hydrochloride 10 milligrams QD, montelukast sodium 10 milligrams QD, fluticasone propionate 50 micrograms / ACT, BID, and trulicity 1.5 milligrams Q week. She is not taking any of this medication at this time, secondary to lack of funds. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, allergies, comma, chronic kidney disease, stage 2 with proteinuria, comma, urolithiasis, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, positive history of Helicobacter pylori, comma, erosive esophagitis of the with enteral gastritis, comma, anxiety, comma, obesity, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, history of hysterectomy in February 2015 with a tubal ligation, social history, also osteoarthritis, comma, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, height 5 feet 1 and 3/4 inches tall, weight 181 pounds, BP 134 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 98 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General, this is a 51-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does use glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but very descended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was good, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have point area tenderness secondary to fibromyalgia, which may be secondary to uncontrolled diabetes. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased sensory findings secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without any difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. No evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes. Probable diagnoses, number one, fibromyalgia, dash, more likely than not, coming from uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, poorly controlled at this time. The claimant is not taking her medications and does not check her glucose levels daily. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 12.1, which is very out of control. The claimant has been told to follow up with her physician and try to find some assistance in getting her medications and her supplies for her diabetes. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Linda C. Paloma.